Behind the iconic fist-pumping and GTL, Jim Tan Laundry persona of Mike The Situation, lies a journey so turbulent it nearly destroyed him. Born blue from oxygen deprivation on July 4, 1981, Mike's life seemed destined for drama from day one. Growing up in a traditional Italian-American family, first on Staten Island, then in suburban New Jersey, Mike developed an early appetite for attention. While his father, an electrical engineer with Tony Soprano vibes, maintained family traditions like Sunday sauce simmering all day, Mike focused on popularity rather than potential. Despite natural intelligence, he coasted through school with C averages, preferring to be the center of attention rather than applying himself academically. This pattern of prioritizing social status over substance would follow him into adulthood, where his 8-pack abs, so defined people thought they were implants, became his primary asset. What's remarkable isn't just how far Mike fell, but how completely he transformed his life, turning his story into what Joe Rogan called better than a success story. It's a dude who fucks his life up and gets his life together again story. Have you ever wondered how someone could trade everything for a chemical high? Mike's first experience with prescription opiates at 19 was nothing short of revelatory, a warm euphoria that wrapped around him like a blanket, eliminating anxiety and pain. Unlike cocaine's jittery paranoia, opiates felt like discovering his soulmate. What began as casual use with friends escalated dramatically when he met Lauren Pesci at community college. While she tried Roxaset, oxycodone, once and hated it, Mike was instantly captivated. He began doctor shopping, eventually finding a notoriously lenient physician who became his primary supplier, writing prescriptions for 180 Roxasets monthly, 100 oxys and Xanax for good measure. His once athletic body grew sluggish, his entrepreneurial drive vanished, and his relationship with Lauren deteriorated with frightening speed. To fund his habit, Mike expanded from selling small amounts of marijuana to moving pounds of weed and ounces of cocaine weekly. His operation was surprisingly professional, maintaining strict schedules and building a reputation for reliability that made him one of Monmouth County's most successful young distributors. This artificial success brought him a BMW M3, designer clothes, and the ability to pick up $1,000 bar tabs while his peers lived in basic dorm rooms. When Jersey Shore began, Mike was broke, wearing his sister's gifted clothes and driving his brother's rented Range Rover. Despite only having his 8-pack abs and confidence, he bonded with Pauly D while viewing Ronnie as competition. The cast created rituals like Sunday dinner that united them. After months of waiting, the show premiered on December 3, 2009, to millions of viewers, transforming Mike's life overnight. However, fame intensified his addiction. By season 2 in Miami, Mike had developed both a celebrity ego and severe pill dependency. When production changed tanning salons to curtail his drug activities, he orchestrated an elaborate escape, faking illness while driving the cast's Escalade, then fleeing to his supplier. Despite pursuit from security and police, he obtained 50 Roxaset pills, concealing them in his jockstrap. His behavior became increasingly volatile, destroying property, filming explicit content, and turning against castmates. His addiction escalated to 20 pills daily, requiring frequent bathroom breaks to get high. Despite earning $700,000 per episode and building a lucrative brand empire, Mike's addiction was spiraling out of control. For season 4 in Italy, he smuggled 500 Roxatits inside Altoid tins hidden in his sneakers' heels. Italy proved disastrous as his addiction made him increasingly toxic and confrontational. When he ran out of pills early, severe withdrawals led to a violent incident where he headbutted a concrete wall during an argument with Ronnie, requiring hospitalization. Even with MTV's added security monitoring him, his daily drug intake escalated to 30 milligram oxys plus lean, promethazine with codeine and Sprite. Facing mounting financial troubles and tax evasion charges, he hit rock bottom, even considering selling a personal sex tape in desperation. Mike hit rock bottom when he found himself alone in his bathroom with heroin, a line he'd sworn never to cross. When his pill supply ran dry, desperation drove him to Newark, where his childhood friend returned with heroin instead of pills. After snorting a small amount, his mother's timely call, a seeming divine intervention, and Lauren's knock at the door prompted him to flush the remaining drugs. Finally surrendering to his addiction, Mike entered rehab completely broken. His Corvette repossessed, sharing Lauren's Camry, behind on rent, and unable to afford legal representation for his tax evasion trial. This time was different. He recognized his obsessive personality could be channeled positively, needing to feed the good wolf. He committed fully to recovery, embracing the 12 steps and group therapy with complete honesty. Through this surrender, sobriety became his strength, healing his relationship with Lauren and bringing unprecedented peace. When MTV offered a Jersey Shore reboot, Mike wrestled with being entertaining while sober but needed money for legal fees. The situation, now Big Daddy Sitch, returned to TV authentically. As filming began, his tax case reached its conclusion. After years of rejecting plea deals with jail time, believing he shouldn't face prison for financial mistakes made while addicted, the government offered a deal recommending probation. Lauren and he celebrated, seeing it as karma for his recovery work. However, Judge Wigginton, while acknowledging his progress, sentenced him to 8 months in prison, 2 years probation, and 500 community service hours. As his loved ones wept, Mike remained stoic, facing a choice: surrender to despair or accept his punishment and rise above it. Mike and Lauren married before his prison term, with his castmates in key roles. At Otisville, he adapted quickly, establishing a routine alongside inmates like Billy McFarland and Michael Cohen. He focused on self-improvement, transforming his physique from struggling with 135-pound bench presses to lifting 315 pounds while dropping from 220 to 185 pounds. After 8 months, Lauren welcomed him home wearing a shirt with his motto, "The comeback is always greater than the setback." Life moved swiftly. They found their dream home, he launched Recovery Inc. for rehab consulting, and resumed Jersey Shore filming. Their path to parenthood proved challenging, with Lauren experiencing 2 miscarriages and endometriosis before successfully having their son Romeo, who faced early health complications. Through these trials, Mike maintained his sobriety, reaching 7 years clean in December 2022 while building successful businesses. Their daughter Mia Bella arrived healthily in January 2023, and Lauren later announced their third pregnancy. Mike realized his blessings came when he became deserving of them. His journey through addiction, prison, and family challenges transformed him into an inspiration for others, not an ending, but a beginning. The next chapter is called Peace.